today's gospel, we hear the very consoling words of Jesus inviting us to come to him in order to find our rest from the burdens, worries, and anxieties of life. I think the first thing to note in the gospel is that Jesus really is proposing us to come to him and to take upon his yoke as an invitation. In other words, he doesn't impose himself upon us. He doesn't insist that we have to come to him. He doesn't insist that we have to take his yoke upon him, upon ourselves. He gives us the freedom ultimately to choose. Where are we going to turn to find rest? And in our pursuits in life, what is the burden that we choose to carry based on the pursuits that we decide we are going to chase after? And so the first part of today's gospel, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and you will find rest." And here I think the first question that is good to ask ourselves is to say, where do I turn to when I am in need of rest? When faced with the heaviness of this world or the burdens of this world or our fears or anxieties, who or what do we turn to in order to look for reprieve and refreshment? And ultimately, Jesus is saying he is the answer, the place where we are called to turn to. It's interesting that in the word recreation, it really is the word re-creation, which is meant to mean a return back to God's creating the world and the idea that on the seventh day, it was a day dedicated to him in order to find refreshment, recreation, and replenishment. And that too, even in the Ten Commandments, is a reminder to us that our souls are ultimately thirsting and quenching for God. And therefore, when the weariness of life is hitting us, when the burdens of life are hitting us, it's a calling back to our origin and to our end in life to say, I need to return to what is most important, which is my relationship with Jesus, my relationship with God. Interesting enough, St. Thomas Aquinas, when talking about the emotions of sadness and also the intellectual affection of sorrow, he says that the number one remedy for that is really the contemplation of God. And that too is a reminder to us that when we contemplate the truth, when we contemplate God, it places everything in our life in a proper perspective. And when we remind ourselves and turn to Jesus to be reminded by him of what is most important in life and where our life is heading, it puts worldly matters into perspective and provides for us a sense of rest and refreshment in Jesus Christ. The second half of today's gospel is Jesus tells us to take his yoke upon ourselves. You recall, of course, a yoke was a device that oxen would wear in order to carry a rather massive load behind them. And this too is really an invitation from Jesus. And the point is going to be, each of us makes a choice in life. What is the yoke that we're deciding to carry through life? And for some people, they take upon themselves the yoke or the burden of pursuing after material wealth. Some people pursue political power. Some people pursue control over others. Some pursue pleasure. Some pursue glory. Different ways and different yokes that we take upon ourselves as we carry through life of what is driving us forward to carry the load and what we are ultimately pursuing. When Jesus says, take my yoke upon me, upon you, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest, he's really reminding us again, he's not forcing us, it's our choice, but the yoke of Jesus Christ, of discipling him, of following him, is the only path that will ultimately lead to perfect happiness and rest, because this is ultimately what we were created for, and this is what Jesus came to manifest and reveal to us in the Word becoming flesh. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we proceed forward in today's sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that in the midst of whatever our struggles or challenges would be, that our first place to turn would always be Jesus. And let us also ask for the grace that we would also consciously and actively make the intention and take the decision in our life to follow Christ, to take his yoke upon ourselves, knowing that that is the path to happiness, fulfillment, peace, and rest.